Chapter 17, The Raven. You will remember reading about the raven in connection with Noah's Ark. The rain had been pouring down for 40 days and nights, and now it had stopped. How glad they must have been to hear that it had left off raining. Then the flood began to dry up, and the ark rested upon the top of the mountains. So Noah opened the window and looked out, and what a sad sight it must have been. Water, water everywhere, and all the people and animals drowned. Why should they themselves have been spared? Only because God showed grace to Noah and his family, and now they thank him for his goodness to them. But Noah opened the window and sent out a raven, and it flew to and fro over the waters and never came back again. It did not mind resting on the dead bodies of men and animals. Indeed, it would find its food there, and so it was glad to be free after being shut up so long in the ark. You remember, too, that the dove was different, and came back to the ark because it could not find food or rest. This shows us the difference between those who are born again and those who are not. Before a person is born again, he loves the world and is satisfied with the things of it, just as the raven was satisfied with the dead bodies. But when one is born again, his taste is changed, and like the dove, he cannot be satisfied with the dead things of this world. The new spiritual life which he has wants God, who is the author of that life, and he seeks after Jesus to find rest in him and deliverance from his sins. As we have said, the raven could feed upon the dead bodies and carcasses. Indeed, it will feed on all sorts of things, and will even pick out the eyes of weak and sickly animals. Now there is a solemn word in the Bible which uses this habit of ravens to show what a dreadful thing it is for children to disobey or mock their parents. It is sad to think that we are in those perilous times when children are disobedient to their parents. I hope this will not be said of our young readers. But the word about the ravens is in the 30th chapter of Proverbs, and this is what it says: "The eye that mocketh at his father, and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it." So may you ever remember the commandment to honor your father and mother. You have, of course, seen the rooks that fly about our country and make their nests high up in the trees. Well, the ravens look like them, only they are much larger, and instead of keeping together in flocks, they go in pairs. Also, they make their nests in the cliffs or rocks and keep to the same nests year after year. Their feathers are a beautiful glossy black, and even their beaks and legs are black too. So when the church in the Song of Solomon tries to describe her beloved, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, she says, "His head is as most fine gold, his locks are bushy and black as a raven." This shows how the Lord's people are brought to admire him, and she says at last, "Yea, he is altogether lovely." Now, as the raven can feed on dead flesh and all kinds of things, and has often to search to find food for its little ones, you would hardly expect it to bring food to a poor, hungry man, would you? But this is one of God's wonderful miracles and shows how he cares for his people and his servants. Those of you who read your Bibles will remember that God sent a famine to Israel because of the wickedness of King Ahab. The prophet Elijah was led to pray that it might not rain as a punishment, and there was no rain for 3.5 years. Of course, there was a great drought and famine in the land, but God took care of his servant Elijah. He told him to go to the brook Cherith and there to drink of the water of the brook. Then God said to him, "I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So you will see that God has all things in his hands, and the birds as well as the winds and waves obey him. Therefore the ravens brought Elijah bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. So good John Newton writes in the hymn, "More likely to rob than to feed were ravens which live upon prey. But when the Lord's people have need, his goodness will find out a way." Now for the texts. We have already told you about the Proverbs and Solomon's Song, and you will be able to find the verses we have mentioned. Then there is the account of Noah's raven in the 7th chapter of Genesis, as you know, and the story of Elijah and the ravens is in the 17th chapter of the 1st of Kings.